Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie's helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. My latest project, tree trimming for our phone lines into the radio show. I mean, any home improvement you need, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects both nationally and in your area. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and the website is free to use.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
I apologize for this update ahead of time.
Oh boy.
But Todd Blanche, the Trump attorney, is specifically reading a post that Michael Cohen made on Twitter on April 22nd in which he refers to Donald Trump as Von in Pants. That is just a factual record that I am bringing before you. This is in the court transcript. Von and Pants. Blanche also said there are repeated attacks on Trump and his candidacy on Cohen's podcast and TikTok account. Dana Bash, I know you want to weigh in on Von and Pants.
They're all giggly.
Did it on behalf of all of
you. You've taken care of it for all
record,
of us.
I have been calling it Von Poops and Pants for weeks now, but now it's a part of the official transcript.
Should I send Jake Tapper and, you know, journalistic solidarity, my fart machine, too?
Yeah.
That would help.
I think he'd enjoy that.
Chris, who said whenever God shuts a pecker door, he opens a Von and Pants window? Who said that?
Count Von.
No, me. I did.
Stephanie Miller.
I did on the threads. Get it?
I get it.
This is totally, we're back in our timeline. Stephanie Miller show timeline. Did you see Jerry Steinfeld stole our whole act? He stole our whole Pop-Tarts act, for God's sakes.
It's an entire movie.
The Stephanie Miller show great Pop-Tart debate
entire movie
of 2024 has been stolen by Jerry
Melissa
Steinfeld.
McCarthy and Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes. How dare they? Patrick tweeted, and then someone said that Pecker got stiffed. I am not making this up. Chris, it's like the Stephanie Miller show was made for this time. God lovingly made this show.
Sure.
For this time in history for Von and Pants. Because you know what? We had sucked the Pecker jokes dry. And then what happens? God gives us a Von and Pants.
This is how we're starting our Friday, huh?
Oh, yeah.
This is how we're starting out of the gate, huh?
Yeah.
Chris, who said, I'm going to take away your comedic Viagra because your Pecker jokes have lasted longer than 4 hours? Who said that?
Count Dracula.
No,
Dana
Jody.
Goldberg.
Yes, Dana Goldberg. Oh. Right here. Everything that's important that happens in the world happens here on the Stephanie Miller Show, starting with Pop-Tarts, right through Pecker jokes to Von and Pants. Okay.
How come Jake Tapper gets to say it and we don't?
Because you have an FCC license.
Because we're on terrestrial radio.
Boo!
And be happy you're on terrestrial radio.
Okay. Hi, WCPT.
Hi, exactly.
Hi, KTNF.
Hi.
Hiya. All right. Anyway. Oh, and you guys, I don't know. I think you are enabling my weirdness. You both okayed me posting the weirdest video I've ever posted.
Well.
Of me with Bonnie
adorable.
And Clyde. And now I'm getting requests for the Bitey Kissy game.
It gets people to stop scrolling and see what that's
that
about.
That's a little window into my weird when I'm alone most of the time.
You got to get the kids to stop scrolling. And you do that by doing weird poses.
Well, that I had a dog tongue in
Animals
my mouth and my ear.
Curious poses. Animals strike them.
Yeah. Well, it was just to go to sexyliberal.com because we are part of the not shooting puppy in the face party.
Right.
That's I just started that. Yeah. Oh, guess who said this? They are the pro-rapist pro what else I say? pro cancer, pro shooting puppies in the face party. Who said that?
The Count from Sesame Street.
No, me. She I said that yesterday. Said, everything important happens on this show.
Okay. She literally said to herself, what else did I say during that diatribe?
He's not good at it. It's okay.
I'm terrible.
Here was my other favorite tweet. Hold, please. Talk amongst yourselves.
Rutabaga, rutabaga, rutabaga.
Earthquake, peas and carrots. My niece used to call
an earthquake the other day.
I know. We were texting, and you said, did you feel that? And I was like, no.
All right. I can't find it. I don't know who said it, but they said by this weekend, Christine Ulm will be saying the puppy had a gun.
Oh, yeah. It was Bob Schooley.
Okay. You
go. You know what I can guarantee? There will be no puppy shot in the face at Sexy Liberal.
Exactly.
That's right. I can make that guarantee. Only kishis. This is why I'm wearing my... Hug trees, eat granola, be kind to animals t-shirt today.
Granola's high in fat.
I know. I don't eat granolas. Yeah. It's too much sugar and fat. But I make up for it by being extra kind to animals and extra tree hugging.
Oh.
Okay. So a little of that is false advertising. OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave. Bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need, vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-use service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal. Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller. However, what the actual... I can't. She just keeps making it worse. Christine Ohm.
The worst.
Oh, do we just...
Don't listen to Bob's show yesterday. The amount of F-bombs and C-words.
Oh, Spicy Jody was activated yesterday. Yeah, I... Seriously? Would the puppy just wouldn't comply? The puppy had a gun? What else?
Protecting her kids.
First of all, she would have put this stuff in the book. She keeps making stuff up.
Right.
About how dangerous and it wasn't a puppy. 14 months
it's
old
a
is
puppy.
A puppy.
Right.
That's a puppy.
David Frum was on CNN this morning. He knows a little something.
Yeah.
He said, this smacks of this was going to get out. And so Noam put this in the book to get out in front of it.
Oh, absolutely.
And he said it completely backfired.
Oh, my God. Yes. She keeps just like, you know,
she's
making stuff up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he bit multiple people. Oh, he was a danger to my kids. Really? Because she wrote in the book that her daughter was devastated. So like, where's Cricket? And was devastated.
Well, and she
also said mommy's a psycho and mommy shot him in the face.
She also said that Cricket was, their household was Cricket's second chance all of a sudden.
I know. It's all these new, like, oh, it's a danger to my kids. Wait,
no,
are you mixing
wasn't.
Up the goat who also wasn't a danger but was just smelly and maybe...
Ornery?
Acted like a goat, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do I have to endure this?
I'm
okay,
sorry.
13. This is puppy murderer.
Sorry.
This is get those puppies. Here's Cruella de Vil on Hannity.
Get those puppies!
That's her.
Okay.
Well, Sean, you know how the fake news works.
They
leave out
it.
Some or most of the facts of a story.
I'm sorry,
to put the
you need to stop it. Really? The fake news made you shoot your puppy in the face.
Oh, we have this from Aunt Edna.
Yes, go ahead. Oh, yes, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Dog killer.
Aunt Edna.
And Edna would like you to know about that you are a dog killer.
Imogene Coca.
Dog killer.
Funny lady. She was a funny lady.
I'm hoping Christy Nolan passes her kids, strap her to the roof like Aunt Edna.
I can't believe her daughter still talks to her.
And Mitt Romney's dog. Yeah, let's get an interview with Christy Nome's daughter about where's Cricket Day went. Oh my God, she's such a liar.
Are the kids grown up? The kids are grown up by now.
I believe one of her children works with her their mother.
Oh, so she's not giving.
We can get to her.
She's not giving in.
We can get to her. She's the deep throat. She's deep puppy throat.
Dog killer.
Have you seen? They've already done like rapist puppy killer 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, all right. Let me listen to the whole stupid lie.
Well, Sean, you know how the fake news works. Yeah. They leave out some or most of the facts of a story. They put the worst spin on it.
It's in your book!
And that's what's happened in this case. I hope people really do buy this book and they find out the truth of this story. Because the truth of the story is that this was a working dog and it was not a puppy.
It was.
Oh, my God. Liar, liar. You're a lying your sack pants. Of
crap. You're a lying sack of crap.
And she refers to Cricket as it a lot more than she. She does refer to it eventually as her.
What do you mean the media's?
No, we just quoted
it. What? We read it in your. We're not buying your stupid book. I would encourage you to buy a I'm not buying your stupid book T-shirt at stephaniemiller.com in honor of you not buying Christy Nome's stupid book. What? How? 14 months old as a puppy.
It's a puppy.
Yeah. By tomorrow, the dog will be. Oh, I meant 14 years old. She was. Oh, my God. Okay. Here we go.
It was a dog that was extremely dangerous.
No!
It had come to us from a family who had found her way too aggressive. We were her second chance. And she was the day she was put down was a day that she massacred livestock that were part of our neighbors. She attacked me. And it was
them.
A hard decision. And the reason it's in the book is because this book is filled with tough, challenging decisions that I've had to make throughout my life.
Shut up.
Oh, shit.
Dog killer!
And also, I need the entire shut up canon for her.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. We need the entire liar canon and the
shut
entire...
the f*** up. Shut all the way the f*** up until you reach the top of Shut f*** Mountain where there are no more f*** ups to shut.
Okay, I'm sorry. How do I break down the lies in that last thing she just said? Okay, hold please. Let me look at it again. Okay, first of all, you were trying to make it a bird dog, so it went after chickens, which are, let me check.
Birds. And why wasn't the dog
because
secure?
It wasn't properly trained, and you didn't put her down. You shot her in the face. That
right.
is not what anyone understands to be, oh, the day we had to put her down. You didn't have to put her down, and you said you hated her.
Right.
People that humanely have to put animals down because they're suffering or dying.
Take them to the vet and
you don't
give
shoot
them a sedative.
Them. Thank you.
And then.
Like we did last
right.
year.
And somebody like, oh, I swear
they
to God,
to
I've, never,
house,
I've
though,
been wearing better. The animal t-shirts all week because I cannot let go of this story. It's just so awful. It's so because someone was saying like dogs, you know, what is my sign over there? I want to be the person my dog thinks I am. Right. Well, it's God spelled backwards.
Mm-hmm.
God put dogs on earth to teach people how to love. That dog probably trusted her right up to the last minute.
I'm sure
they were
she
like,
did.
She only needed one bullet for, you know, for what do you call it? She needed two for the goat.
The poor goat.
Wounded the goat. Like, you know, oh, da da da. Let me go get some whatever while you're suffering.
Right.
Because the goat jumped
Buckshot.
Out of the way and got, you know, winged the first time. But, you know, they were saying that puppy probably trusted her up to the last
I'm
moment.
Sure she did.
Because that's how dogs are. And, oh
and how did
God.
The puppy get out of said truck? That's on Christy Nome, not on the dog.
Yes. Okay. All right.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink
what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of, speaking of wildlife, David Ferguson said the funniest thing. You and Bob Seska and David are delightful together on the Bob Seska Show. And he will join you
next
Monday when Mama, I take Monday off after Madison Sexy Liberal. Madison Sexy Liberal is going to be, can I just say, lit. Representative Mark Pocan, Tom Nichols from the Nation, and then Valerie Plame the next weekend in Albuquerque. I mean, I'm just saying. Okay. But anyway, David Ferguson will join.
Right.
But we were talking about the gag order, and he said Trump has the impulse control of a javelina let loose in an Arby's. I don't know why. That was just
it's random and funny.
I've seen javelinas.
Have you seen a javelina let loose in an Arby's?
No, but
I've
seen
If you go to Tucson, you see javelinas in Arby's all the time.
Really?
Yes.
There's just Arby's are overrun with javelinas?
All the Arby's in
Those
Tucson.
Those are feral pigs,
They
correct?
Are, with big tusks.
They're huge.
Yeah.
They almost look like boars, but they're slightly smaller
Tucson
than a
is just overrun with javelinas, especially the Arby's in Tucson.
Scottsdale has them, too.
Yeah. That was like a Dennis Miller reference, except it was funny, and you could understand it.
Right.
Okay.
If you know what a javelina is. Not everybody knows what a javelina is.
It's like
funnier than saying feral pig.
Right. It's a desert pig.
Yes, exactly.
It's very specific. Uh-huh. And also specifically Arby's.
Right.
Like, they're very picky about their fast food consumption.
And Arby's is pork.
Arby's has the meats.
Huh? All right.
It's a lot of pork, so that's weird.
All right. All right, we will talk about the whatever happened other than Vaunts and Pants, which it's just hard to talk about anything else. But Glenn Kirshner joins us in a few minutes, and I don't see how this case is not already over. All this stupid, like, badgering of Keith Davis and, you know, Keith Davidson and, like...
Not Pete Davidson.
No.
No, not Pete.
Different.
Davidson. Yes, every time I hear Keith Davidson, I think
I'm going to ask Glenn, but I think some of the most damning testimonies thus far has been... I can't remember now which players, National Enquirer, whoever. But they knew they were committing election fraud.
Yes.
They said it.
Yes.
This is right. And then they said, don't worry, he has Jeff Sessions in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
They knew they were breaking the law.
Yeah.
Right. And then when they said, oh, my God, what have we done when, you know, Trump accidentally got elected? And then they said, I hope Trump gives us a pardon.
Is there any more consciousness of guilt? Yeah, you're breaking the law.
Then, oh my God, we're breaking the law. Don't worry. We have just sessions. I mean, it's just like, okay. I don't think it gets more incriminating than that. They don't even, and I know they're going to try and, impugn Michael Cohen, but it seems to me this is like already game over, man.
Well, they've already said in court that, you know, Michael Cohen basically isn't the most trustworthy person on earth.
Yeah. But they're bringing people ahead of him that are.
No, he was a sleaze, and he admits he was a sleaze.
Yes, exactly.
And so, but he was a sleaze for Donald Trump.
Right, and so they're bringing in people to prove
that
what he's
not lying.
To corroborate what Michael
Cohen is
saying.
Exactly.
Right.
Plus there's tapes.
He brought the receipts. Yeah, and Lordy, there are tapes. Yeah.